I got a text! Hi guys, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing and you're doing fine. So today, I am going to be talking about the recoupling that happened yesterday. And the first thing I want to say is, I feel really bad for Caleb and Sol. Number one, Caleb, he put his heart out there, showed Kenzie how he cared about her and how he was. And I feel like, again, I know we don't get to see everything, but like, I feel really bad. And for, I knew the minute that Sol talked to Insincere, that it was gonna go downfall, and this is that it was gonna, this love triangle was gonna continue. The love triangle, I do not trust this man at all. And Kenzie, this is from December Sagittarius to December Sagittarius. Like, I think Cameron, multiple times. I think from the seeing you pull him multiple times, I see that you like him more than you love Caleb, unfortunately. And I know Caleb is her type and what she would have automatically go for, but as you can see, like, in her situation, Love Island has opened her eyes, and she got to meet new people, and from knowing Corbin, I said Cameron, oh, sorry, whatever, it doesn't really matter, Corbin, who, I see a lot of people say, he talks like he's chappy, GBT, I'm like, yeah, he does, very monotone, and it all only asks for kisses. That you liked him. I feel like you had more conversations with Caleb, more interesting, in-depth conversation with Caleb than you had with Corbin. Like, all I hear you guys talking about is kissing each other and coming back together and kissing each other. And I saw a really good compilation from Taylor Austin on TikTok, and oh yeah, that's it. Like, I feel like the only thing you two are connecting on is a surface level of sex and wanting to have sex with each other and wanting to kiss each other. There's no solid foundation, which it is what I see, what it is like with Caleb. And Sincere, like I said, you need to be sent home. You need to be sent home today, like, you're gonna continue going back and forth with Melanie and Soleil. Now you're back with Melanie, you're gonna be Insincere and lie and go to Soleil now, cause you went to Soleil, you said, oh, I'm just gonna end things with Melanie. You did not end things with Melanie. You lied and said, oh, Melanie started saying I missed you. No, you started saying you missed her. I understand you missed being coupled up with Melanie and her coming to you. So what I see, Cynthia, you love the toxicity. You love the toxicity. You want to stay with Melanie, but you also want to explore other people, and like, so be coupled up with Melanie, but still talk to Soul, but lie about talking to Soul. Again, you're a cheater. Like you said before, you cheat on every relationship. You're gonna continue cheating on every relationship. Here and on Love Island. I don't think they're ever, I think Melanie at one point will want to be closed off with Insincere, but Insincere won't, or if he does, or if they do, he'll cheat on her. That's just my thought, my opinion. Yeah, so again, every time I hear insincere, it goes in one ear and out the other. I don't really listen to what he says because all I hear is blah, 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 blah. He says his words to get people hooked and doesn't go down on it. And when Soul was like, I knew he was going to pick Melody. It was this woman. It was in here. Vision was right. But like I said, Kenzie and Corbin, they do not, what I've seen, have any connection or got to know them in a deeper way than surface level having physical attraction and want to kiss each other or want to have sex. Corbin had more in-depth conversations with Melanie when we learned that he's Jamaican and he's Asian, which is cool. I forget how he said it. He's like, he's black Jamaican, but you could just say like you're Jamaican and you're Asian. Well, technically you could be Jamaican and like, well, it doesn't matter. But like, I forget how to say the acronym. Jamaican, black, I don't know. But that's really cool. Like, a lot of the cast this year, multicultural. I love that. That's amazing. Can't wait for Casa Amor because what I want for the season, and I've said this season's going really, really quickly. Well, at least, and people will be like, oh, it's going normal. No, it feels like it's going really, really quickly. I want a solid connection, someone to like close off. And I've also saw people be like, this season shows how the dating pool is now. And I'm like, yes, like, a lot of people are going head first on sex first and actual real connection, and then the sex is overpowering the connection. I'm like, sex is not all that. It shouldn't over, knowing the person, getting to know them, knowing their personality, having in-depth conversations, is what should really be the reason why you're with that person. You have things in common. You like each other, not just because only being sexually attracted to them can end a relationship. Because if you have nothing else in common, like, come on. Also, I think Kata and Zach, I feel like they opened the hideaway too early. I feel like they need to get to know each other more. And plus, I feel like the hideaway should have opened up once everybody came back from Casa Amor. Because I have an inkling. Yeah, I always think in general that adding sex to the relationship, especially early on, can complicate things, and your sex has meaning. I don't think sex is meaningless. Kissing, if you're not in a relationship, like, if you're single and the other person's single, kissing can be meaningless. But having sex has meaning. You have emotional meaning. You get connected to the person physically. And it can be a lot, especially since next week is Casa Amor. And what I've noticed a lot of time with Casa Amor is
that the guys always do something disrespectful and they bring back a bombshell who they have either had sex with or done something with, like, in general. So I always would say, like, especially in Love Island, in general, in life too, like, hold off on sex, wait for it to be a deep connection, you guys are boyfriend and girlfriend, then it put sex into the relationship, but before that, it's like, you're gonna catch feelings and feel some type of way about that person because you guys have been intimate. So, for me, in general, I think that Keaton and Zach had sex too early on. They should have at least, after CASA, if they were still together after CASA. And I felt that it was really disrespectful of Zach to ask Keaton, oh, if a bombshell came in right after they had sex, can I explore her? And I'm like, are you joking? Is she just like a number on your sex roster? Like, no, that's not okay. That's not okay. And Kato was like, no. And I'm like, exactly. You deserve like water thrown in your face for that. Like, are you serious? Even if it was a joke, that's not funny. Like, what's wrong with you? Also, Casey, calling Anaya a grandma because she wants to take it slow, because she doesn't want to be all physical and have sex. There's something wrong with you. She doesn't have to have sex if she doesn't want to. If she doesn't want to have sex at all during Love Island, she doesn't have to. She has the right to not have sex. Sex is a... it really deepens a connection. It really deepens a relationship. So, props on you. Nah, she's not a grandma. I wouldn't either. Like, that. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Like, thinking good. Good for other people. Other people are doing it. Good for them. But you don't have to. Stop trying to be with the pie. And also, I love Gay. We get to know him more, and like, I know that this is how, like, I know his love language is a combination from learning more about him, is physical touch and words of affirmation. Because when Bea said all these good stuff about Caleb, he felt some kind of way. So I believe it's both of those. Mine is never words of affirmation, because actions speak louder than words, and I don't believe a word Adu says to me. I follow his actions. But you guys are, you and Jen, what I see is more of a physical connection, because you guys are doing things, sexual things, man. I don't know what sexual things, I don't want to know, but like, I like when the I love when the recouple happen. I'm doing this right off the bat. She says something in Portuguese, so you are teaching her Portuguese, which I thought is amazing. But at the same time, why? Which is great. At the same time, can we hear more of how you're getting to know each other? Because I feel like the deeper connections were with Beatrice than with Janice. I feel like Beatrice, you were more emotional and went in depth with everything. But with Janice, just like, oh yeah, I'm teaching her Portuguese. But at the same time, the whole relationship is just sex. And I feel like this season, all the relationships that are like
Because I still feel like Trinity and Bryce are a friendship couple, and they're going to always be a friendship couple until they put Reese up. I don't see Anaya and Casey going long term. Anaya needs to be with Sean. Except for the, like, the friendship couples. And then I feel like the couples in there, it's more lesbians. It's more, they're all horny. They all want to have sex with each other, like bees. They're leading with that first, like the sexual attraction, and that they want to have sex with each other. And then if an emotional connection comes, then that's great. But I feel like for me personally, it needs to be emotional. I need to like your personality. Like, I need to be okay with like your political views, and we have to match on that. Like, it has to be an emotional connection first for me, and then physical. When I think for this season, it's the opposite. It's physical first, and then emotional, and that's gonna be a downfall for a lot of couples if you go physical first. Because, okay, you guys have great eyes. Okay, how do you like this person's personality? Do they make you laugh? Oh no. On down days, do they make you feel better? Like, the important stuff. And that's how a lot of couples end, because it's like, well, we fight about the stupid stuff. Oh, well, he never makes you feel better. He makes you feel alone. Oh. And then the relationship ends, because the only good thing about the relationship is sex. It should be the most important thing about the relationship is that they make you feel good, they're supportive, they're caring. Sex should be the icing on top of the cake. It should not be one of those stuff themselves. It should be the icing on the cake. That's just my opinion and my thoughts from someone who's not even in their generation. I'm a generation above them. Born in the 90s, I'm an annual. So, and I'm like, okay, so this is how the generation works? Okay, I not like that, but okay. It's a different way. But that's all I have for you guys today. I'll talk to you later. Bye!